Mission World, Enculturating the Gospel. This is written by Father Tom Russ. When we look at the various ways Christian missionaries throughout the world attempt to create bridges between the cultures of the people among whom they preach the gospel and the ancient cultures that give rise to the books of the Bible, we can speak broadly of three approaches. First, there is the adaptation approach, whereby the missionary plants the seed of the word and allows it to germinate in its own way within the soil of a local culture. An inspirational account of how this is done is found in the book Christianity Rediscovered, an epistle from the Masai, first published in 1978 and written by the Jesuit priest Vincent Donovan. Following the translation approach, the missionary is one who learns from the people how to translate and communicate the message he or she wishes to teach them. And then, as the people hear and read the scriptures in their own language, they may discover the freedom to interpret the text for themselves. And this approach was highlighted by the great scholar Laman Sana. One of his earlier texts was Translating the Message, The Missionary Impact on Cultures, published in 1989. The enculturation approach is one which allows for the gospel to radically penetrate a local culture in such a way that the message that is received will undergo gradual and significant change as it becomes an integral part of the local tradition. An earlier proponent of this approach was Alward Shorter, who wrote the book Toward a Theology of Enculturation in 1988. Generally speaking, Protestants would prefer to use the term contextual theology rather than enculturation. Others favour the translation approach. Catholics are not united in their support for the ideas and practices of enculturation. Pope Benedict, for example, was suspicious of enculturation, and on the other hand, Pope Francis favoured this approach. In his apostolic exhortation, Evangelii Gaudium, Francis wrote, "We would not do justice to the logic of the incarnation if we thought of Christianity as monocultural and monotonous. In the evangelization of new cultures or cultures which have not received the Christian message, it is not essential to impose a specific cultural form, no matter how beautiful or ancient it may be." Pope Francis went on to quote the bishops of Oceania, who asked that the Church develop an understanding and a presentation of the truth of Christ, working from the traditions and cultures of the region, and invited all missionaries to work in harmony with indigenous Christians so as to ensure that the faith and the life of the Church be expressed in legitimate forms appropriate for each culture. Respect for and sensitivity to local cultures have been a hallmark of Columban Mission. It is especially vital in the present day and age that we maintain this commitment to the enculturation of the gospel. There are so many forces, such as television and computer technology, that are undermining the vitality and even the very survival of local cultures. That was Mission World, written by Father Tom Rouse, Enculturating the Gospel.